The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Vox Media is to buy Cafe Studios Inc., founded by former US attorney Pete Barrera and his brother Vinit. It publishes a slate of shows including Stay Tuned with Preet. No terms were given. Amplify Media, working with Pod News, has looked at the 36% of podcasts with 10 or more episodes. 156,000 podcasts have more than 10 episodes and were updated in the past week. That's an impressively high figure, says CEO Stephen Goldstein. Sometimes we get given news with an embargo for 8 a.m. Eastern Time. We've got some news like that today. We'll tweet that. You'll find us on Twitter at PodNews. Audioboom's latest financial results are profiled by The Guardian. They made a $1.7 million loss on $26.8 million of revenue. Losses halved. Revenue was a record high. The Ambies will announce the recipient of their inaugural Governor's Award later today, recognising a podcast or individual for the compelling impact they've had on the industry. Podpage has added full site search for their pro websites. ARN Neurolab research suggests there are distinct differences in how effective advertising is in podcasting and revenue. We link to that today from our show notes and our newsletter. 1.3 million scraped user records from Clubhouse have been leaked online. According to a website, Clubhouse says it's all public information anyway, which anyone can access. So that's all right then. And Mediametry have reported a 21% increase in podcast downloads in France in March. Measuring participating publishers only, Le Pod report that the shows are mostly just replays of radio shows. And thank you to Amaya Media, the UAE's largest podcast network, for returning as a gold supporter. Founded in 2017, the company has 16 shows and produces a number of pieces of research into the market. And like all our Patreon supporters, they support us and allow our journalism to be independent. You can support us too at podnews.net/Patreon. It's a Monday, so time for some tech stuff. Value for value is accelerating fast, according to Adam Curry. In the first week of April 2021, podcasters received 22,491 payments from listeners, and that's 22,491 payments to developers as well. And in case you wondered, that's 1.8 million sats flowing to podcasters and app developers already per day. We link to how to earn Bitcoin from your podcast today from our show notes and our newsletter. Plink has switched to using Podcast Index as its main source of podcast data after a series of outages with the Apple Podcasts API. PodNews podcast pages now show funding and value tags like, well, no agenda, for example. New builds of the PodNews podcast pages no longer use any third-party code or analytics for your privacy. And Podcast Index now has 2.7 million shows in its index. Many shows aren't listed in Apple Podcasts, it turns out. Who knew? And in podcast news, if you care about the experience of your customers, a new podcast today focuses on issues affecting the world of customer experience. It's built from more than 20 conversations with customer experience executives. It's just released, a business show unlike any other, narrative-driven, with a rich listening experience. It's called Experience, with peer spelled P-E-E. Oh, I'm not sure they've thought that one through. Adam Curry describes an episode of Sir Gene Speaks as a great primer on Bitcoin and Lightning. It's the first in a series of interviews about podcasting 2.0. And launched at the end of last month, Blood on Gold Mountain focuses on the problem of anti-Asian American violence by telling the story of the 1871 Los Angeles Chinatown massacre. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.